Thanks. Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay, Ken. You're entitled. I just set the recording now, so.
Right, Tim, floor is yours.
It looks like someone else. Are you already recording?
No, you just, I think you just started it.
Okay, because it shows it on me and Odyssey Zoom.
Yeah, I think because we're both co-hosts.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
Take
you,
it away,
Jeff.
Tim.
Okay. I'm going to share my screen here. Hopefully that'll pop up. Can everybody see the my screen there with the our logo and the school's logo?
We can. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. So yeah, first, just to start off with what Jeff was saying about the financials. So yeah, you see from his monthly reports, you know, the cash basis, which is what you're required to report on through the state system. The financial statements actually are twofold. Like he mentioned, there is a modified accrual presentation, which is what we call the fund level. And that would be where your balance sheet is in the statements, and also a what's called full accrual, which would be where he was mentioning you have your fixed assets, the depreciation, any debt. Also happens to be where we have to, according to the governmental accounting standards, park your portion of the net pension liability and the other post-employment benefits liability, which are always the great numbers because they are the ones that drive you into a net deficit on your statement of net position. But those are the liabilities that the state's really going to be responsible for, but you're just required by the standards to pick up your portion. So we always like to refer you back to the fund level, which is more what you see on the actual, you know, monthly operations of the school. And kind of with that, I'm going to go ahead. I'll give you a brief kind of overview of the audit and some high level results, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions in the statements. I'm not going to bore you by flipping through the you know 60 plus page document that that you have there, but obviously we'll answer any questions you may have. So just to give you a little recap with the audit, so the field work for the audit was done in August, and we basically completed that piece of it around August 16th. Then what happens there, because you're wondering, like, well, why are we having a special meeting at the end of September? We have to wait on several pieces of information from the state each year, which are those valuation reports for the pension liability, the OPEB liability, the contributions to those plans, and as well as a cash reconciliation that the state does just to make sure that they have enough cash on hand to cover all the appropriations that they have. So we usually get the last pieces of those information end of August, early part of September. And then we go into mad scramble, getting all the charter schools that we audit done. And so that's what we do. And then obviously once we get those numbers, that's when we can issue out a draft and have Jeff review it and make any comments, which he has done as well. And so based on all the audit work we've done, as he mentioned, we are issuing unmodified or clean opinions on your opinion units, which is the highest that you can get. We do take a look as part of your audit at the internal controls at the school, and that's basically how you process your transactions for, you know, cash receipts, cash disbursements, and payroll, make sure they're designed and operating effectively. As part of our procedures this year, we took a deeper dive into payroll. We noted no issues with the sample we selected. So we were able to conclude that all your controls are operating as designed and are effective. Just to point out that we do assist with preparing the financial statements and the notes, and probably more specifically, adjustments to go from that cash basis reporting that you see on a monthly basis to the modified and full accrual. In the statements. And then also assuming that you know you go ahead and approve the financial report this year, we will submit it probably later today, but no later than on Monday, which is the due date this year because of the 30th being on a Saturday. So you'll be able to meet your deadlines there. Just some quick financial highlights. So this here, this chart shows your cash, your capital assets, and your two biggest liabilities. And we, these come from the statement of net position, which is the full accrual. So this is would be numbers that come from page 12 of the financial statements. So your cash, pooled cash and investments at the end of the year was $9.9 million, down a little bit from $10.3 last year. Your capital assets, net of depreciation, are up a little bit, almost at $36 million this year compared to $35.9 million last year. Accrued salaries and related costs are down a little bit. That's really just the timing of when the payrolls are done. And then your bonds and notes payables, of course, went down from 34.9 to about $34.1 million as you made the scheduled payments on those. This next chart, this shows your fund balance. So this is, again, this is on the fund level, so it's modified accrual. So there's a little bit of receivables and payables added in here, but this is more what you're seeing on a monthly basis with the financial report. So your total fund balance all the way to the right there was up from 7.7 to 9.8 million this year. Your unassigned, which is available for any operations of the school, was up from 4.5 to about 6.5. And then your restricted, which is set aside by the bond documents, that went up by your required contributions this year. So you went up from 390 to 445. So overall, very healthy fund balance for the school. These are the big liabilities that we always get to talk about, because as a charter school, you're required to do financial statements, but you know, any of the school districts in the state aren't required to do separately issued financial statements. So you really kind of can't compare yourself, say, to, you know, Red Clay or Christina. And, you know, so they don't have to, you don't see these numbers on any financial statements, even though they don't produce any financial statements. But these are the numbers that really drive you into that total net deficit of $37 million on your financial statements. And again, you don't have to pay for these liabilities. The state will eventually take care of these as people retire. But the net pension liability was actually a pension asset last year because of the markets. They were at $6.7 million overfunded on your portion last year. And this year it flips all the way around the other way. So it's about a 360 degree flip. You're at $7.6 million in the liability this year. Well, the OPEB went down a little bit. It went from 53.7 down to 45.6. So that kind of helped offset a little bit of it. And it's really based on the valuations and market levels. And there is a one-year lag on these. So this would be measured as of 6/30/22, even though we put it in the 6/30/23. And it's basically just more a relationship in timing of, you know, when they can get that audit done and we can pick up the numbers. And the standards, you know, reflect that one-year lag. We also take a quick look at your financial framework just to give you a heads up if we see anything. So the eight factors there, we have the first four here, your current ratio, unrestricted days cash, and your enrollment variance are all good. You're meeting the standards. You're not in debt default, so obviously you make that standard as well. And we take a look at the final three. So your total margin is good. Debt to asset ratio is also good. Your cash flow for the current year was negative. So that throws you from meets into the approaching standard area, and your debt service ratio was good as well. Really with the cash flow, that's the one we feel is the least important one of these anyway, because if you end up the year with $1 less than you had before, that makes you flip from, you know, meet standard to approaching standard. And I would think at some point, you know, they would be like, well, you're hoarding all this cash. Why aren't you spending it on the students? And, you know, you're creating if you spend a little bit more for whatever purpose, whether it be some kind of capital project or something, you know, related to the schools, I think you're serving your purpose. So we never really worry about this. I don't think DOE pays much of attention to this one either. So, but it just to let you know, the reason you're in an approaching standard was because your cash balance went down this year compared to last year, but you're spending it on the kids and education. So that's really, you know, what it's meant to be for. Just to kind of go over some of the required communications that we're supposed to have. with you. So, you know, every year when we get ready to start the audit, we issue an engagement letter and send out a planning memo that was done in July. Just kind of lets Jeff know what we need, and we coordinate dates to come out and do the audit. We mentioned that we issued, you know, unmodified or clean opinions. So you're good there as far as your financial reporting. It's reflecting, you know, what your reflects fairly what your financial position is. And like I said before, if you look at that fund balance in your general fund, going up about $2 million, you're in excellent shape. There was a new accounting standard this year. It was GASB 96. That had to do with subscription-based information technology agreements. So we included that. It just basically meant we had to look at your software, and if they met the criteria, we had to book an asset and a liability on your statement of net position. They basically canceled, so it didn't really have any effect long-term on anything there, but that is reflected this year. Last year it was leases, so hopefully they'll calm down a little bit the next couple of years and we won't have any crazy things to go forward, at least for a year or two. With that being said, we're not aware of any accounting policies that you're lacking guidance for or anything that is there. There are no uncorrected misstatements in the financial statements, which is always good. I mentioned with the controls, there were no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies. We felt your controls were operating as designed and effective. And then the best one here is the second one on this page here with the fraud and legal acts. And we're happy to say we are not aware of any fraud or illegal acts based on our audit procedures that we have done. So that kind of gives you a high-level overview of the financial statements. If anybody has any questions on the actual statements, I'd be happy to address anything that the board might like to discuss.
Are there any questions about the report?
Questions. Great to see a clean report, though. Thanks, guys.
I have one question regarding the software thing, because, you know, I'm the IT nerd. Where do subscriptions like iReady fall in? Is that curriculum-based separate from the software-based licensing?
So for us, that's actually considered capital curriculum because of the cost associated with it. So it's more considered on the like a fixed asset kind of message because it goes beyond 1 year of a subscription. But that's how we capture that one.
Thanks. Just being curious.
Any other questions? Okay, do I hear a motion?
I move we accept the audit and forward it along to the state as presented.
And I second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion carried. Let's get that checked and on the way.
Thank you all.
Before you go, we do have one other item to thank you, Tim. Great job as usual. We love seeing you at least once a year. And we love presenting your reports, especially good reports.
It's always appreciated. Thank you much. Just to let you know for the board and also just to remind Jeff, we will send the final version of the PDF statements over to Jeff, so he'll have it so you can post on your website. But we will also submit it to Department of Ed in the state of Delaware on your behalf. So that'll all be taken care of, like I said, either later today or on Monday so that you meet the deadline. So.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll go in just a second. Jeff, if you need a copy of the calcs that we did on the financial framework, just let me know.
Yeah, if you could send those over, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. And we'll be reaching out, I'm sure, for the stuff that we need for the 990 that we don't have yet.
Yep.
That's the next step. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate your time, everyone. Thank you. Have a great day. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Tim. You too. Everyone, we have one more item that came up. It's an approval for an out-of-state travel. Jeff, if you could enlighten us to that, please.
Sure. Let me bring it back up here. So October 13th, there's statewide Professional Development Day, Greek Culinary Arts site visit to the Colonial Plantation for hearth cooking, connecting traditional Greek cooking to colonial times. We will discuss school trip for the spring of 2024 and set up dates for that piece. But I believe on October 13th, they are traveling to the Colonial Plantation.
So Jeff, just to clarify, that day we have professional development. Are those students coming to school in order to go to a field trip?
I don't think that part is for the students. I think that's for the teacher.
Oh, got you. Okay.
I believe. That's the information I have.
Okay, makes sense.
And the second one is a Pennsylvania Colonial Plantation November 2023 school trip to visit pastry chef and workshop in Glen Mills, PA. Career pathway lecture and workshop with Cupcake Sisters Company.
Oh, I want to go.
Can I volunteer to chaperone?
I'll have to reach out and see if they're looking for extras.
Seriously. Do I hear a motion to approve these out-of-state travels?
I move to approve.
Approve the out-of-state travels.
Okay, Joel and Eva second. Perfect. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. That's wonderful.
Right on.
And one more thing I think we wanted to say is that on the open house, Jeff, didn't we say we wanted to have some board representation?
So yeah, we're going to send out a save the date, likely today. We are eyeing 5 p.m. on October 19th for a ceremonial groundbreaking of the Fields Project. It'll be immediately following our varsity soccer game that day. So if you're able to come out a little bit earlier, you might catch some of our athletes on the pitch. But some more of an actual save the date invitation is going out to the entire community. And that will be more of a call to the campus for our big open house party plan from 5:30 to 8 that day on campus as well.
What time does the soccer game start?
3:15.
Okay. So if any of you are available on the 19th to come and see the soccer game, that's great. But if you're available for the open house for the ceremony, that'd be great to have a good representation of the board. So try to mark your calendars.
They have one
question. Anna Maria. Can you just send out an email personally to the board with that information, please? Because that saved the date in the general email. We get so many of them, I might
overlook. Absolutely, absolutely. I'll make sure that I send something out to the board separately to make sure that we're all noticed that.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Kristen. Okay, any other business? Wonderful. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Wonderful. All in favor, say aye.
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 I don't think I need to ask if anyone's opposed. See you all. Thank you. And adjourned at 10:23. See you all at our next meeting. Have a great time. Thank you all for taking the time.